Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hello. You have a black one there.
I stopped in Salt Hill on the way out this morning because...
Don't be telling people where we are.
In case they want to send anything to Dolly.
It was a wild morning this morning coming through Galway.
I was lifting weights and... All I can say is there was a feast for the eyes.
There was a storm in the gym.
There was a storm in me lycra leggings. There's a young fella come in.
What, are you going every day now?
Sorry for interrupting Hector's story.
Where's my tea? Hang on, keep going.
You left your tea in Dublin, did you?
Are you at the gym all the time now, every day?
3 mornings a week.
One day after another, you don't break it up Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
No, because I'd be do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But there's people, you can tell the fit people, like there's two or three really fit people there this morning. They don't break sweat, they don't make noise. They just, one fella come in and he was doing them pull-ups where you're...
Oh yeah, wide angle pull-ups.
Wide angle, and not, you'd swear he was lifting...
A very
packets of Daz off a shelf.
Very difficult thing to
the
do.
The ease that it was coming to him at. He was just going... Bang, bang. That was fucking incredible. I was there. You wouldn't hear it in the labour ward, the noises I was making.
Tommy, are you a pusher? Like, are you a 1, 2, 3, 7, 8?
Oh, please.
Are you a pusher? Are you a pusher?
Hector, I have a very high end personal trainer and he does the numbers.
He pays him to do the counting.
And does the sound? Are you sound? Do you make any sound?
No, he makes the noises and he counts the numbers, and I just
there. You don't be roaring in the class, do you? You don't be going, oh!
I was yesterday now. It was hard yesterday. So what he does is, the stuff I was doing yesterday was you do, say there's 3 exercises, and he picks a number for each exercise, and then you start at 20, and you go all the way down to 1. So you do 3 reps of 20, 3 reps of 19, 3 reps of 18. So come on, I was fairly split, as they say in the labour ward in Galway. I was fairly roaring it out of me. And beautiful women and fine built men just doing their work silently, sweatlessly.
Sculpted men and
women.
Oh
my God.
Were they laughing about you?
I couldn't, my eyes were closed, Lucia, I was in that much pain.
What about if all the men in the gym started wearing those tight little lycra yoga pants?
So you can see their anus bowl.
Aw, stop.
No, you can see...
You can see
the snack box on a man very... You can see the grapes. Sorry. Like a Roman depiction through the lycra.
I misread things sometimes on television and the things I misread are more interesting than the things that are actually on.
Okay, what?
So there's a show on last night called Great Anal Railways. That's what I thought it said.
Because I watched it. It was in Malaysia.
It was Great Asian Railways.
But I was watching it. He was in Malaysia.
So what do? You turn all programs, normal programs, into porn.
I just think Great Anal Railways would be a very interesting show.
Great Anal Railways, right? Well,
anyway, interesting. So Hector, you were.
I stopped in Salt Hill because I got the little heads up about somebody who listens to the podcast religiously from the beginning, from the town of Galway, and they decided to put something in the reception in a business they have and have a look at this. I think it's brilliant. It's a small little coffee shop. It's there in Salt Hill. He's a sort of a hostel, a boutique hostel, and behind...
Well, the Nest, is it?
And behind the counter...
Is it the Nest?
Yes, and behind the counter is the sign, I'm in here, by the way, in neon. yeah. Isn't that beautiful?
That's a great
lovely. And you popped in.
That's a great tribute to your mother, Hector. A neon sign.
I'm in here, by the way.
I'm in here, by the way.
You should have got that as her epitaph.
It's not a fucking bad idea.
You can add it on now.
It's not a bad
idea. On the tombstone.
Tommy on a tombstone.
In neon. No. The only one lit up at night. I'm in here, by the way.
No, a neon sign. In that would be brilliant.
A solar one where the light comes on at night.
Isn't that magnificent?
That would push it up to the traverse. If you had a neon sign. I'm up north again soon.
Oh, yeah.
I like it up there. I was talking to a lady who, she said, oh, I never feel comfortable up north. Do you know?
Why?
I don't know. I think it's a great old spot.
Why did
Belfast.
She say that?
It was Belfast in particular. It's amazing how many southerners feel on edge in Belfast.
Why?
Because I guess they have this kind of paramilitary, sectarian...
preconceived notion.
Absolutely. It's a weird one, because I think Belfast is... and when I was up there last summer, what was a big thing was stags from Dublin and Drogheda and Dundalk getting the train up, getting wrecked, and then going back to their own country. There's a lot of that going on.
I was talking to a friend of mine, he's Portuguese, lives in London, but was in Belfast a few years ago and did the Black Taxi tour and said... for him, it was good to get an actual idea of where to go. Like, there are certain parts on the outskirts of the city that if you walked in with a Mayo GA jersey or a Dublin jersey, that you wouldn't be welcome in and you would be very much not welcome in. But there's very small parts of them.
Now, when you say parts you walk into, what do you mean? Do you mean if you walked into a pub or...
Or if you walk down a street.
Down a street, you reckon?
Oh, yeah. Like, you know those places.
And how would they let you know that you weren't welcome?
Well, they would either... I don't know how they do it.
What the fuck are you doing around here?
I haven't tried.
Are you lost?
Yeah, probably, like, you're not in the right place if you're lucky enough to... Mm. Obviously, nowadays, would be, I'd say, a lot more tamer than would have been previously.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and I would say there's very, very few of those places in Belfast now.
I took a walk down into East Belfast.
Be careful, I suppose.
With the... Oh, what's this... it begins with N. It's the something N, the N something road, the Newtown...
Newtonards?
Might be Newtonards Road, but it was deep into East Belfast.
Right.
And so you see all the UVF murals, a lot of kind of World War II and World War I things, a lot of UFF stuff. And it's. I didn't feel uncomfortable there, though. I just felt, oh, wow, okay, interesting.
Yeah, but that's where... I'd say there's very few places now that would... What there'd be... It's probably, and it would be only on the outskirts of the city. Like, if you're inside in the city centre, like, you'd be...
What drives
be no
me...
no way of you feeling unsafe or anything.
Sometimes we'd be in a bar. Have we talked about this before? Do you know that thing of when an Irish person is behind a bar, right? Irish barmen know that they can pull a pint, make eye contact with you. And when they make eye contact with you, that means you shout your order. I'm in the middle of this porter and gin, but... what would you like?
Mm.
And the barman up north, they just... and the ones in England, they're
awful.
They're
bad.
Pulling a pint,
no,
and they look at you, and then you'll shout, and they'll go, "Mate, I'm fucking doing something here. Can you fuck? I'll get to you in a minute. Fuck's sake."
They're all very aggressive.
Very good.
That's good fucking accent.
What are you looking for?
That what the fuck? I'm doing something here.
Very good.
Can you say I'm fucking doing something?
That's anger.
Fucking hell.
Do you think they all sound angry, though?
What do you want?
I'm doing something here. Why don't you come on in here now?
Mate.
They're mad for a mate. Everyone up there is mate.
Oh, well, really.
All right, mate.
Here.
All right,
They're mad for we, everything.
Oh, the we thing, yeah.
Have you got a wee card there? Have you got your wee card, love? No, I don't have a wee card. I just have an ordinary size card. Would you like it?
And so that drives me demented that the barmen aren't fully qualified.
And they won't let you have lock-ins.
The size of their fucking measures.
Cat, are they?
You ask for have a whiskey. There's your fuck. They give you. You wouldn't
swing a cat in it.
It's a spit of whiskey. Like, we have decent measures down here.
I never noticed that before.
They're 2/3 of the size of an Irish measure, and how strict they are with fucking closing times.
Oh, that's the pits.
Oh,
that's the absolute pits.
Finish your drinks now, everybody. We're closing up now. Finish your drinks. It's 10:30. Everyone out the door.
It That's the worst thing.
Hey, what is
and
it?
20 miles down the road, they'd be drinking for another hour and a half.
What yeah, does a pint? A pint is touching record prices down south. So what's a pint up north compared to down south? A pint is stout. How much is that in Belfast?
I don't know, Hector.
Would it be four?
Join us next week on Consumer
four?
Watch.
No, but would it be £4? Is it £3.50?
Ah, geez, you wouldn't get it for that cheap. It'd be you're in a city like in Belfast, you'd be getting £4.50.
So there's no wonder the stags
there, there'd be.
I don't think they're doing it for money. I think they're doing it for
crack.
It's that Belfast
probably
is a happening.
Probably a couple of GA clubs. You get it in for £3.90 or something like. You know what? I don't know, but like Belfast is a great city. Like,
I love
it's
it.
A brilliant city. It's full of like great restaurants, great bars,
and every now and again. Dum, dum, dum,
dum, yeah, dum, that's during dum, the summer though.
Dum, 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 dum.
Protestants! Protestants! We love the Queen! We. The King! We love
that's
the King!
Right.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love all that crack.
It's all very. It's
and then the lesbians be marching behind them, and then the
ship workers,
and then the ship workers, and then the gay pride parade, and then the fucking the Republicans be marching, and then everyone just goes 1, 2, 3, 4, bum 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 bum.
It's just like St. Patrick's Day.
It's fantastic.
Saying. Yeah, it's good.
Every 20 minutes, there's a new group of disaffected people going, we don't want to know the shirt of the phone, the shirt of the phone. Hey, bum bum.
You'd be standing out in the middle of the street.
Oh,
what
it.
Are you going to do when you get up there? Are you there for a few days? Or
I'm just there for a night, so.
That's quick.
Yeah. So just
one gig,
just
and
one show.
Do you just go to Belfast, or do you ever go to like Tyrone or like
I have
Derry
done,
or
I've done?
Well, you go to Derry, don't you?
I've done world tours of most county. I did a world tour of Tyrone.
Really mental, was it?
Did Lisnaski? I did
Lisnaski. Now is that an
that's Fermanagh? Sorry,
did
Tyrone
Galbally.
I don't know if I did Galbally. I did Dunamore, is it? Or something like that.
Yeah,
it's where Darren Clark is from.
He did Oma.
And I went into...
That's in Down, is it?
That's in... No, it's over to, that's over to the left. That is...
Darren
that's Tyrone.
Clark is from Antrim, is he? No?
Is he?
I don't know where he's from, Down
Darren
or
Clark is...
No, it's Tyrone. This is Tyrone. He's from a... And the weird thing was... So we were playing in this little theatre... connected to a GAA pitch. It's called the Bardic Theatre. We renamed it the Baltic because it was so fucking cold. It was the Bardic Theatre, and it was connected to town. It's like is it Dungannon or
Dungiven?
Dungiven, one of them places.
That's
anyway.
In Derry. Dungannon's in Tyrone, I think.
Yeah, so it was Dungannon then. So I said, okay, we'll spend a bit of time here. We'll take a wander around Dungannon to see what Darren Clark's hometown is like. They might, well, fuck me. Union Jacks from every lamppost and the pavements painted red and blue and white, and
around
you just feel, you don't feel comfortable when you see that. You just kind of go but I would have done Silverbridge GAA Club down in South Armagh. I would have done Hilltown, which is on the road between Newry and Newcastle. A lot of places up north I played, loads of them. Oma, Cookstown. Cookstown used to have a comedy festival. Lots of kind of good old places. So, but this time, just into Belfast for a night and then traipsing out again. So. Tell me about somebody that you went out with when you were a teenager.
What about them?
Just tell me what, describe them to me.
Me, personally?
Yeah, go on.
I think when I was like 12 and 13, I wasn't really going out with anyone.
All right, okay.
It was just like kissing people and practicing, you know.
Yeah.
Practicing on loads of young fellas just to make sure that it was all going the way it should be and that you were doing it right.
Yeah.
And then you'd be going through school, you'd have like crushes on lads or like, I love when you started going out first that, you know, it'd always be the friend that would ask you.
Will you go with me, pal?
Yeah. Will you shift my friend? And then
were you ever rejected as a teenager?
No, I can say that confidently. No, I wasn't.
Really?
Yeah.
No one. You never fell for somebody and they were just not interested.
Not really. No. I was in a nightclub once and I kissed a fella, and well, 2 hours later I kissed another fella.
Yeah.
And then outside there was a full fight.
Between the two lads?
Yeah. There used to be a bit of that. I was used to getting a bit of trouble.
Yeah.
Where it'd be, because I don't know, it's not like, it was just all innocent.
Did you end up?
So I was going out with this lad for a while, and he was absolutely gorgeous. I absolutely loved him. Like, he was so good looking. He was just too good looking.
And was he a Knockmore man?
No. Where? No, he was from Ballina.
From a Ballina boy.
Yeah, see, I went to secondary school in Ballina.
Okay.
So most of the lads that I would have, you'd be meeting and going out with, that were in school with you. I was in the girls' school, they were in the boys' school. But on a Saturday night when you'd be going out.
Yeah.
The bee.
And he was beautiful.
Back. Absolutely.
Can you describe him to us? No names, just describe him physically.
He was really dark skin.
Sallow skin, took the sun well.
Yeah, and dark hair, and he was sort of, he almost had like, he got facial hair sooner than other lads.
All
like
right, so a bit of stubble.
Mm-hmm.
He was absolutely gorgeous. I haven't seen him since.
Is there a Spanish vibe off him?
A little bit of a Spanish vibe.
You haven't seen him since?
I haven't seen him.
Where has he disappeared?
I don't know where he is. I don't know if he's on Facebook. I haven't seen him. And he had two lovely little piercing two eyes.
Oh.
Absolutely gorgeous. And
what type of hair? What type of
black hair?
And
dark,
was it short?
Dark.
Short? Was it crew
yeah,
cut?
Yeah,
was
short,
it?
Yeah. And he wasn't like, normally I'd be kissing lads that would have played football and, you know, because yes, they'd have been all my kind of age, you know, all that kind of group.
Yeah.
But this lad, I don't know, did he play football? I can't really remember. Maybe he did a little bit, but not, wasn't as into it as the rest of them. And, I absolutely was.
Where did you kiss him first? Was it at the disco? Was it a big moment?
I think it might have been after school or something,
oh,
you know.
Lovely.
Like kind of after school and, in town or something.
And so you'd both finish school together and then would you get an hour together?
No,
in
the bus
town?
Would be coming and, you know, you wouldn't.
Five or 10 minutes?
Yeah, and you wouldn't be really allowed going to Ballina really.
Okay.
Maybe on a Saturday or whatever, but you wouldn't really be going into town in the evenings or anything. Once you came out home. And then on a Saturday night, I'd be kissing him at the nightclub that we'd go to, or the disco or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I remember he bought me a milk tray chocolates for my birthday. And I was like,
oh, man.
It was all very cute. And he worked in a petrol station after school.
So he's a bit thick.
No, like after school.
Did he ask?
No, I mean like in the evenings.
Did he ask in the classic, will you go with me?
No, I don't know. Did we really have to put a label?
Was it
on
a line? Was it the way you curtain?
It was a line for a while, yeah. He's absolutely, I haven't seen him since. There's loads of lads that I
kind
of. I
know what his name is.
No, you don't.
I'm going to guess, because a guy like that, you know his name is.
Okay, what's his name?
His name is Darren.
No.
Yeah.
Is he going to go through the full alphabet?
His
now?
Name is Chris.
No.
His name's not Fintan anyway.
It's a Paul. Paul. It sounds like a Paul.
It no. doesn't say. No, not a Paul like that with dark skin and those eyes, Tommy. It sounds like a Wade.
Do you have an unusual name or just,
no,
straight,
just a,
very straightforward?
Was it Sean?
Mark
was it,
or something?
No.
Was he into? He wasn't.
Horace. Horace Johnson.
Jemmy. James.
Actually, his name very similar to yourself, Hector.
I knew it. I fucking knew it. Henry.
No, he's not a Henry.
You couldn't Henry. Henry. Could Henry. Henry owns a bar.
There's a clue. There's a clue for you. There's a clue for
Harry,
you.
Harry.
No.
Henry.
Heck.
Hen.
Oh,
Harry.
No, you're thinking the wrong thing.
Will you give us a clue? Heck,
oh, Seamus.
No.
Shane.
Yes.
Shane.
His name was fucking.
Oh, he sounds like, I can see him now. Beautiful Shane.
And was he a good kisser?
Yeah, I think so. I can't remember.
And what was he interested in?
I don't know, and I haven't seen. I didn't. He was a bit. He was a bit
what
mysterious.
What bands was he into?
Like.
Who was it?
He was a bit mysterious, kind of.
What's a, what did he wear?
Just normal clothes.
Was he into dance music or?
Was he into rock
or Blur or
Oasis?
Probably like Blur and, yeah.
Had he brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I only ever knew one of his sisters. I don't know.
Were you ever invited to the house?
No, I never really did that.
What? How old was he compared to you?
He was the same age as me.
And how did you break up?
I can't remember, probably by text or something.
How did you let him
or probably
know?
Probably just kiss someone else.
How did you let him know that you fancied him?
But I probably told him.
Oh, like, that's weird. It's 15 years, 16 years of age, you went down to a lad, I really like you. Sure, that's a fucking Aladdin's.
No, I think you'd
that's
be
Aladdin's
kind,
cave. That's Sinbad.
You wouldn't have to be telling them like directly, but you'd be spending time with them. That's a
yeah.
fair idea.
Flirting
like.
Was already round with you, flirting after school. Flirties.
Flirting.
Down school, flirting with the young lads.
Yeah, I'd be flirting. You'd be flirting, but it'd be kind of, you wouldn't realise we're flirting. It'd be just having
and
the crack.
Where flirt. Has he disappeared to?
I don't know where he is now.
A shout out to Shane.
Shane from Ballina used to have.
Book.
Stop telling everyone
no.
the best. Anyway, he was lovely, but there was loads of lads that I absolutely
yeah.
used to be.
Did you think you were in love with him?
Ah, no. You wouldn't be like in love. I loved him as in I thought he was the most good looking, best looking laddie you'd ever seen like at the time. You
when
know?
You got back to your room at home, did you dream of him?
Hector, you are just
No, these are all the things that you did. You
ask weird questions.
Did you write really
did you write
weird.
Him? Did you write him any letters?
Like you said,
did you ring him on the old phone and did you write him letters?
On the landline.
You know, you'd have your first phones where you'd be like WB. You'd have to write at the end of a message.
What's that?
Write back.
Oh, right, okay.
Always WB was at the end of the message.
Write back ASAP.
All the old texts. There was loads of, like phones sort of came in as we were like kind of like 17, 18 kind of age. You'd be getting like... It'd be like one of those big, massive...
Do you ever go down that Bleak Forest with him in the afternoon?
No, but you'd be going down the Bleak Forest with other laddies. But there's
a forest near the town, like the Ramparts, Tommy and Navin.
Oh, yeah.
There was one laddie I remember on the bus when we were in school. He was like in second... We were in national school. So, and we absolutely were... Like, this was when you were like 9 and 10, you know. So you wouldn't actually be kissing them then, you know, but... I loved him, like, and we used to swap little football figures. So, like, I used to be into football and, like, you'd have little, like, maybe, like, Cantona or little...
Figurines.
Little figurines, and then you'd be swapping them and, you'd like, other girls would be swapping fancy paper with their friends and I'd be swapping little football men with the lads, like. I used to have Manchester United bed sheets on my bed, like, and pictures of...
Every young fella's dream.
Lee Sharp on the wall.
Yes.
And I used to love his little fancy dance and...
Oh.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. So I was more into soccer and playing with the lads. And my best friend when I was growing up was my next neighbour, Patrick, and we were thick as thieves. Like, we just did everything together, like, as in smoking cigarettes and...
And you see him now at all?
Patrick, yeah. I do. Okay. I see him. Like, he lives in Cork now, so... But he obviously lives next door to me, so I'd see him when he's home and saw him at the wedding and, you know, stuff like that. But, like, loads of lads, like, but you'd see a lot of lads now that, you'd see a lot of lads still that you went to school with and you'd know, and I'd be very friendly with one lad always. We were very close when we were in school and we'd still be very friendly now, so, like, we'd try and meet up with each other and go out and...
So was Shane, was that Shane your first love, your first real boyfriend?
I don't know, was he my, I suppose, like, he would have been,
He sounds a great character.
It's only because of his name.
I wonder where he is now.
Actually,
it's awful disappointing when you see a lot of lads that you went to school with and they were good looking when you were in school and now you get to 38, 39 and they're... failed miserably.
Yeah, because that never happens with women.
Not really. No, it doesn't. Women kind of age slower.
Oh, totally. Yeah, totally.
Some men mature, they go from 18 to like 38 very quickly and like, and then they're, and by the time they're 40, they're bald and fat. Yeah. What?
And what's the problem there?
Well, it's just they age prematurely.
What's the problem there, Hector? About being bald and fat?
Yeah, I'm just saying it. Just
awful dig.
Where's the gratitude?
It's just that.
Where is the
but not now? I have
sympathy.
To say, it's not. I have to say now.
Where's the mercy?
A lot of lads that I was in school with, they have aged well enough. In fairness, most of them, but be always the occasional one that you'd spot and you go, "Oh Jesus Christ, what age are you?"
Then?
It's like when you see somebody that's your age. Like if it's a man, it's much harder to guess their age, and if it was a woman, you'd guess it better because women are more. Like, I look like I'm still, like, it's 18 or 19, like, let's be honest.
Did you hear that? There's a bit of interference in the line here, Hector.
You know, like, you know, maybe an extra couple of pounds
there,
and all.
Are they recording a podcast next door? Because I keep hearing
another podcast.
So I'm just saying, like, if you saw me, you'd say, you'd pass for, like, a, maybe, let's.
21.
24, I'll push it out 24, to 24.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, so if you met a lad maybe the same age as me, you might say, oh, God, he's.
It's the. What's
testosterone, is it?
No, I think it's remarkable is the weight thing for men can be fairly when this, it almost seems like people are generally the same weight in school, generally speaking, generally the same weight in their 20s, and then once they hit the 30s some fellas just go on an awful march with not with gluttony, but they go on a gallop of porter and pies. They just go on a gallop of it.
And that's cans of Coca-Cola and chicken rolls.
Yeah, yeah.
Chicken rolls, a disaster.
They do, and then it's hard to shift
them. It's hard to shift them.
Well, we know all about Tommy's love affairs in school.
Do we?
Yeah, I know. We've met a lot of them.
I've met a few down there.
There's quite a few more, to tell you the truth. I wasn't...
Describe
12 or 13, I wasn't that...
attractive.
I was, I had honed all my, I learned everything I learned at the Gaeltacht. Because yes. that was my 3 weeks of French kissing and
munging
and shifting. So I was getting really skilled at the Gaeltacht.
Skilled
in munging.
As in, what's it,
shifting.
What does that mean?
Practice. Practice.
Where's the skill in munging?
Ah, come on. For God's sake, you'd be shifting some lads and it'd be like getting your face washed in the car wash. Like, come on. We've all had bad.
Come
bad
on,
shifts.
Tommy. You might
be, come on. You'd be getting. You'd be like, I remember the worst kiss I ever had. It was in the cinema in Ballina, the old cinema. It was a tragedy from start to finish, and I couldn't get the fuck out of this place quick enough. It was a fucking disaster. I think it was the Nutty Professor that was on the cinema, and there was this man that used. Oh, and there was this man that owned the cinema and he fucking hated us all, like, and we always went to the cinema on a Friday night and he'd be going around with the flash lamp and he'd be like flashing it into your eyes like, hello, are you okay over there? And he'd be like, yeah, I'd be better if you weren't fucking here, like, the flash lamp, he used to have the flash lamp into your face. I don't remember where the poor man is now, he's probably long gone. But I shifted this fellow one night. I'm still scared, like.
What was it?
I can.
No tongue.
It'd be like bringing me right back in there now.
Was it too much tongue?
Oh, it was like. I was just like, he was like rinsing my face. Like, it was like basically.
Full of spit and saliva.
His tongue was fully like flattened out and it was like going from either side. It wasn't like he wasn't rotating his tongue in any way, shape, or form. Or he was like. It was like. Obviously, it's a muscle, so he was keeping it fucking firmly fucking flexed. And I was like, Jesus, like, and then, like, it was so erect.
Was it just rigid tongue?
It's so rigid that, like, he couldn't, like, get it into my mouth at all one go. It was sort of like, it was like someone getting a loop-de-loop and pushing it. In and out and over and back on your face, or a super split or something.
And who was with you? Was you on your, were you on your
we
own?
We were all there.
HB rape.
Oh, it was honestly, it was like fucking. I was like, get off me. And I was like, oh my God, please stop.
And the Nutty Professor.
And it was like, I want to get. And then I was, thanks be to God, our bus that was picking us up and bringing us home was coming soon. And I was like, I have to go. It was like, that was the worst. So, like, I do wonder about that fella. And I ended up. No, I still know him well, but I always think, God, I hope he's got better at, like...
But you're probably 15, 16 then, were you?
I know, it's probably only about 12 or 13.
Well,
see,
time.
That's what I mean, you have to practice.
That was fair kissing for 12 or 13,
was it? Oh, it's bad stuff, it was...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot... We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
You went with the torch.
So is there? So there's a
practice.
So there's a skill to the shift.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Is there really?
Yeah. And then you'd have this at the start. Yeah, of course there is. You don't know what to do. You have to practice.
Okay, but what's the goal?
Not too much tongue or
no. That's what you're doing. But what's the goal of the shift? From a man's point of view, what should the goal be?
As in.
Exactly.
The shift should be.
Like, are we doing something to maybe open another door?
Well, yeah, I suppose that would be the start of it, wouldn't it? That would be the if you're.
So I'm doing this,
if
but
you're
I'm
good
really
at doing
I'm doing
that,
this, but
it's kind of like
I'm practicing. I'm going.
We're going into the warehouse,
as they say in America. That's first base.
We're going into the warehouse.
Yeah, there's chains on the warehouse door, we'll and be, we're cracking.
No, you wouldn't be going straight into the warehouse. Though.
Okay, we're going in.
The warehouse would be.
We're trying to take the shutters up in the front of the shop.
Yeah, you're trying to open doors first.
Yes.
Or whatever. But anyway, look, we're getting lost in this metaphor.
Metaphors, yes.
But it's the thing of.
The voluptuous kissing.
Yeah, we're kissing. I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about back then.
Yeah.
The thing of kissing and kissing. And the guy would be thinking, okay, if I can. I never thought of it like that. If you take it.
How do you know he was a good kisser? Were you kissing him?
If you take it gentle and easy.
Not too suggestive.
On the mouth, then maybe you could move on to the neck. And if you move on to the neck, maybe you could put your hand somewhere. And maybe, yeah. And that general progression until.
But if it was too timid. Mm. An approach.
Oh, yeah, it'd be a waste of time.
Waste of time. Because that wouldn't open any doors for you.
No, you have to. So it's that getting the pace right.
It's just to get that measure of, you know, between not too aggressive and not aggressive enough.
Okay.
You have to have a little, it has to work its way
and
up.
The lips, don't forget the lips. The lips can come back. Always use the lips.
And.
The lips can come back, right.
I suppose then we have to think just for a moment about women going gallivanting.
Yes.
So it's one thing the man saying, I'd like to go for a walk down your back.
Yes.
But I suppose a time comes in a young lady's life where she goes, I want to just put my hands on his shoulders, on his chest, on his stomach.
I want to lick his neck.
I think that's okay, isn't it?
That's all brilliant.
Your hands on their pecs.
And,
and on their big strong arms.
Or a woman down like a vampire on your neck. Yeah, take the blood.
Yeah, never was a big fan of the.
What about the hickeys?
Marilyn?
The love bites. Love bites.
Remember her?
Marilyn Hickey. do share, boys.
No, moving on.
Toothpaste was a good one for the old hickeys.
Did you get many love bites back in the day?
No, I didn't really like them. I was
hickeys. Yeah. They're still as popular
as ever.
Put
toothpaste on them.
War wounds.
Clean them up a small bit.
Christ, a young one down there. It's like sucking like a vampire.
I tell you what, I don't like when you see someone in their like late 20s or 30s and you're in the supermarket and they've got like a load of them on their neck. That's.
Hickeys.
What's the point of them?
It's a nice feeling.
Mm. The love bite was a real. Oh, I'm going out with this lad now. I can give him a love
claimed.
Bite. Claimed. Yeah, you're claimed. It's almost vampirish, isn't it? You're mine now.
Yeah.
You're nuzzling at his neck.
Yeah. Don't like it. Didn't like them. Was never a fan of them, I have to say. But too tribal or something.
Yeah.
So go on.
Yeah.
You're very quiet.
No, but like for me and Navin, it was the 15, 16 year olds. It was girls from the other side of the town. It was Mercy girls and the Rettle girls.
So when you went from the kissing part, what was the next stage? And how many women did you manage to take?
I would always pick me battles. I would always pick my locations and the back of the foresters.
I'm not talking about the location.
The locations for me, you need to go to a small.
No, you started it now.
Need to go to a quiet location in the school or in the town where nobody can find you and there's a wall and nobody is safe.
So how quick would you move on from the shift into the next level?
Fairly quickly. As quick as your hand could move around.
It depends. But I sometimes think.
In the first shift you'd go there, would you?
I sometimes think, looking back now, I sometimes think there was a couple of girls who were maybe a bit more adventurous than others.
Right.
But thinking back now, it was all very young. Like, adventurous when you're 14 is a. Like, I remember one girl in particular, and I, looking back, I wonder, was she all right?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? She was
too adventurous.
She was more adult than I was.
Right.
And I'm just wondering.
She was more experienced.
Or something, or there's a bit, I don't know.
Was she looking for more, like?
Did that excite you?
Or did it make you scared?
No, I'm just looking back. I'm looking back now going, I'm this particular girl, I'm going, geez, yeah, I wonder what was going on there that she was more.
So was she kind of pushing you?
She spoke
you
a
in,
language that the rest of us didn't
she
speak.
She was pushing you to do more things on her than you were prepared to do or experienced.
Well, that happened one time. I told you about that when I met. Can I give out this lady's full name, this other one that I met?
You don't need to give out her full name.
Okay, well, just the first name. Loud were playing Mead.
Yes.
In Port Tatton. You told us this.
And you once said to me, walking, leaving the shed in Black Acid, you could have done a lot more there if you'd wanted to.
Yeah.
So that was the only time that's ever happened.
You'll never recover from that statement.
So then you... No,
but I'm just thinking back about this other one. I'm kind of thinking, Jesus, was she...
Do I know this girl?
I don't know if you would know.
So you went from the shift into the fingering, is that what she did?
Narita, what?
Narita.
That's like what you did.
It's like an episode of fucking Ear to the Ground.
It's not the AI man coming
Jesus
in.
Jesus Christ, don't say that.
So what did you That's always say awful. That? You're no, always saying it.
I never say that.
You're always saying fingering.
Doesn't suit you, Narita.
The way you say you're it, you're a lady. Say that. Lads can say they're fingering.
Even you say it, Hector.
Oh, it's all right, Tommy.
Smell a piss off it.
Oh!
Smell that. Smell me finger.
No. Oh.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't have used that phrase, Luta. But as a teenager...
Why, what phrase did you use, call it? What did you used to call it?
I don't know.
We would use that phrase regularly, but it's only sacrosanct.
It's only for fellas.
Yeah, we would only bring it up at certain times.
It's only for fellas, but you did it to women.
We're talking about language now. So I wouldn't, looking back, what I'm struck by is the innocence of the... Well, I mean, you're doing a disservice to people who are 14 and 15 by calling them innocent. But that kind of looking back on someone that age and just kind of going, I wonder now. She wasn't like the other girls.
Was she older than you, a year or two?
She was a year older than me.
Okay. That's
she wasn't like the girls I used to hang around with. She was just a little bit more kind of just, it didn't seem to matter as much.
She was just moving on from one to the other, is it?
No, it's just, it didn't seem to matter as much what happened.
Proactive.
Anything could happen.
Gamey.
She didn't really
Gamey,
care.
Gamey, that's a good word.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And
did you have problems?
Did you go out with that girl for a while?
I did a line with her for a summer.
Okay.
Where we go to a special place where in the natural world.
Yes.
And
was that in Navan town?
It was just on the outskirts of Navan. You could be on the way out to Slane, maybe.
Oh, I know it. That was a famous spot.
How did you get
that
there?
Was
walk?
A very famous spot. Oh, yeah.
It was walk, yeah.
Or bikes,
yeah.
Or bikes.
It was all very practical. It was all
summer
very,
meadow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a meadow.
Medicinal.
Yeah. Medicinal?
Was it?
No, summer meadows.
Practical.
Warm midsummers.
Warm mead.
And did you learn anything from being with a woman that was a year
like
old?
Like that. No, because even then...
Would you say you were more experienced after spending
summer? No, not at all. I'm just... honest to God, the only thing I'm thinking is looking back, I'm kind of wondering...
And did you ever see her since?
No, never saw her since. I heard a few stories connected to her, but I never saw her
And did they
since.
Relate to what you were thinking?
They maybe had an echo of what I was saying. They maybe had an echo of...
Sure, why don't you give her a shout out on the podcast? She could be listening to it.
Can we get just the first name on
no,
it?
No, everybody will know.
What would you do if you
Nobody
like...
Will know.
Did you when you
it's
were
Maureen,
when you
anyway.
Were 15, 16, did you like fall heavily in love with somebody and think, and do you ever think now, oh God, I wonder what would have ever happened if we stuck together or...
The pubs we went on a Friday night are, when you got 17, 18, 16... It was the sort of same bunch of girls that you'd see, but then when you graduate to the disco, it's a different bunch of girls. It's the difference then. And the disco is the classic because the slow sets were still in full prime, and that's where you'd strike at a slow set. And then if the slow set developed, then it could develop after the nightclub, and those were the glory days, the real glory days, as you.
But would you ever think like, oh, I wonder?
Back
now.
To our house. Come back to me house. That was the key. That's what lads were looking for.
And what were you doing? The back to their house, is it?
Yeah.
In the kitchen.
Because the parents are
behind
away.
Behind the wheelie
because
bins.
My parents are away. Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Parents
are being quiet in the parents' house after a disco.
Were you ever afraid that you'd like have a baby?
All young lads were completely freaked out about all of that crack condoms and all that. It was just fucking true. We hadn't a clue. Nobody had a clue. You learn fairly
Yeah,
quickly.
But that was the other thing.
You learn.
Nobody had a clue, and the people that you were generally with didn't have a clue. So you were kind of stumbling along together, except for you, who were in the more experienced department.
No, I wasn't.
The girl was.
No, again, no.
Did you feel a little bit intimidated by her?
No, I just felt as if I...
But you didn't at the time.
I didn't, but I just felt... I could do anything. Anything is the wrong
there's
phrase, but anything could happen here. Anything could happen. And I would have been quite mannerly and adventurous, but also shy and respectful.
You've all the buzzwords.
But The only thing is just wondering about her. Kind of, because I do think that thing of once you like somebody, I think there's a part of you that always likes them. Yeah. So people that you went out with when you were a teenager and stuff like that, you still, for all of them, you kind of go, you have a
softness and fondness.
How are you? How are you getting on?
Yeah.
All that type of malarkey, you know.
I'm sure there's thousands of people who have moved on different parts of the world, but they're still thinking about that girl or that fella that they met in school, in their local parish.
And some people do.
In the local nightclub.
But some people go...
the way you're talking about Shane.
Some people meet again in their late 30s and early 40s and haven't seen you since I was 19 and... Jesus, there's still a buzz.
Would that? Maybe. Maybe when you were 19 or 20 or...
Freddie was a great man for meeting past dalliances.
Was
it? Freddie was a master of the past dalliance.
And would he reignite it like?
He was an absolute genius of finding women who he had met years and years before that. And always,
and have the same interest in them.
And they called them old flames, can't hold a candle to you. I'll never forget being in Boston at a gig doing a thing. It was sort of a big Irish expo thing. The Coronas were playing, it was trad music, it was the best of Irish, a massive expo. And I was hosting, working a few days at it down the docks in Boston. And who arrived in to the back of the Coronas gig with an old flame? And I went, the fuck are you doing here, Freddie? What are you fucking doing here? He goes, I was just in Boston for the weekend. And I went,
mysterious.
You remember, I won't give the name out. You remember da-da-da? And I went, Jesus Christ almighty, I haven't seen you in about fucking 25 fucking...
And was she living in Boston?
She was living in Boston.
And the Fred Meister had flown over.
The Fred
just
Meister.
Just for a bit of...
The Fred Meister had flown over.
And would he have used...
It's just like, it's as if, how do you unearth those little
was
adventures?
Was it Facebook that got that
Facebook,
back?
Exactly. And he knew, I think she had split up from somebody. Freddie was
and
single.
He pounced.
Freddie was just an amazing man.
Do you
man.
Use Facebook to find women that you used to think, that you used to know?
No. To sort of Google
yeah,
them.
Yeah, just to see if they look
them.
Like.
Or I'm not on Facebook.
No,
so
yeah, right.
I don't like that. I don't know. Don't
do you mean,
like
yeah,
that.
Right.
You probably are.
I'm not on Facebook.
People change their names. Though. And then LinkedIn. Do you want to be on
LinkedIn? No, don't ever look on LinkedIn because they'll know that you were looking.
Do you want to be on LinkedIn? You're getting noticed. You get looked with. But Freddie, the bowl, Fred. I just
so
went,
you don't do that. You finished that sentence very quickly.
I don't use any of that crack.
You wouldn't go back and say,
no,
oh,
if,
Mary
but
Maguire.
But I'm talking about a single man. Freddie was single, so he had an amazing knack of that.
Not to do anything with them, just to see what they look
but the
like.
The tool of Facebook says single, married. You know, you can spot things.
Recently divorced.
You can spot the signs. Freddie was like a crime, CSI.
Forensics.
CSI Copenhagen going, hello, how are you? And over in Boston. And she was in Boston and I was working. I didn't know he was coming.
I love those mysterious fellas. You know, lads, that like... Always will be like, everybody knows lads like that, you know. They'll have a girlfriend here and then they've been out with them for a while and then they'll go to another city in another country and then they'll have, you know, little dalliance there and it'll be all mysterious.
They'll head up to Dublin for the weekend.
And they've no interest in ever really settling down.
There's always a few of them in the parish,
isn't there?
There's a lad that'll never marry in the parish. And he always had the sports.
And they're always a different girlfriend. And they've always a little bit of mystery. And you're there like, oh, any girlfriend at the minute? And they're like, no.
A few, like one here, one there.
Yeah.
There was one fella that we invited to the wedding. And we said, oh, do you want to bring your girlfriend? He's not like, he wouldn't be a young fella. Now. And then he said, oh, no. He said, that'd be sending out the wrong signals. He's got out her about 5 years. That'd be sending out the wrong signals. Isn't that hilarious?
And So he came on his own?
Yeah. He just likes, as you said, to keep his
options. Did anybody hook up with anybody?
Keep his options open.
Did anybody hook up with anybody at the wedding? Did you hear any stories after? I met this fella from Cross McGlen. And
no, there was a few younger ones, like in their 16s, 17s, and there was a bit of shifting. And there was a bit of shifting. There was a few single ones there doing a bit of shifting and a few phones found on the pitch and stuff like that. Shall name no names.
Keep the options open.
Yeah, so a little bit of divilment, I'd say. But most people were there with other people, so what's going
on? I'm going to get your man's surname off you now and I'm going to go onto Facebook later and I'm going to see, is he good looking as he was when he was voluptuous?
I don't know if he's on Facebook.
I'll find him, we'll find him.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. God bless, good luck and good afternoon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.